Chapter 1. The Two Halves of Life. One cannot live the afternoon of life according to the program of life's morning. For what was great in the morning will be of little importance in the evening. And what in the morning was true will at evening have become a lie. Carl Jung, The Structure and Dynamics of the Psyche. As I began to say in the introduction, the task of the first half of life is to create a proper container for one's life and answer the first essential questions. What makes me significant? How can I support myself? And who will go with me? The task of the second half of life is quite simply to find the actual contents that this container was meant to hold and deliver. As Mary Oliver puts it, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life? In other words, the container is not an end in itself, but exists for the sake of your deeper and fullest life, which you largely do not know about yourself. Far too many people just keep doing repair work on the container itself and never throw their nets into the deep. John 21:6. To bring in the huge catch that awaits them. Problematically, the first task invests so much of our blood, sweat, eggs, and sperm, tears, and years, that we often cannot imagine there is a second task, or that anything more could be expected of us. The old wineskins are good enough. Luke 5:39, we say. Even though, according to Jesus, they often cannot hold the new wine. According to him, if we do not get some new wineskins, the wine and the wineskin will both be lost. The second half of life can hold some new wine, because by then there should be some strong wineskins, some tested ways of holding our lives together. But that normally means that the container itself has to stretch, die in its present form, or even replace itself with something better. This is the big rub, as they say, but also the very source of our midlife excitement and discovery. Various traditions have used many metaphors to make this differentiation clear. Beginners and proficients, novices and initiated, milk and meat, letter and spirit, juniors and seniors, baptized and confirmed, apprentice and master, morning and evening. Peter when you are young, Peter when you are old. John 21:18. Only when you have begun to live in the second half can you see the difference between the two. Yet the two halves are cumulative and sequential, and both are very necessary. You cannot do a non-stop flight to the second half of life by reading lots of books about it, including this one. Grace must and will edge you forward. God has no grandchildren. God only has children, as some have said. Each generation has to make its own discoveries of spirit for itself. If not, we just react to the previous generation and often overreact. Or we conform and often overconform. Neither is a positive or creative way to move forward. No pope, Bible, quote, psychological technique, religious formula, book, or guru can do your journey for you. If you try to skip the first journey, you will never see its real necessity and also its limitations. You will never know why this first container must fail you. The wonderful fullness of the second half of the journey and the relationship between the two. Such is the reality of many people who never grow up or who remain narcissistic into their old age. I am afraid this is not a small number of people in our world today. Juniors, on the first part of the journey, invariably think that true